Son, never stop learning.
A brewery kept a city alive, not metaphorically, literally. During the siege of Sarajevo, which lasted from April 5, 1992 to February 29, 1996, the longest siege in modern European history, the Sarajevska Pivara kept its production lines running despite being struck by hundreds of grenades. More critically, its natural spring became a lifeline. Residents lined up at that spring for drinking water when everything else had been cut off. That single fact tells you something profound about this city. Sarajevo doesn't just consume culture, it survives through it. Now, to understand why a brewery sits at the emotional center of Sarajevo, you need to go back much further. The city developed in an area historically associated with Vrbsna, a settlement mentioned in the 15th century. Ottoman forces captured central Bosnia in 1448, and by 1463 they had conquered most of Bosnia proper. The Ottomans didn't just occupy the land, they rebuilt it. Sarajevo became a trading center and a major hub of Muslim culture. Think of the Bashchashia district, the old bazaar quarter, where the scent of grilled meat and the sound of copper being hammered have persisted across five centuries of shifting political rule. Every empire that passed through left something on the table, literally. Ottoman rule left a deep and lasting influence on Sarajevo's food culture, shaping the spices, the slow cooking methods, and the philosophy of the meal itself. That philosophy has a name, čev. It means a kind of deliberate, unhurried pleasure, the idea that a meal is not a transaction, but an experience to be stretched out, savored, and shared. You don't rush čev. The food arrives when it arrives. The key idea here is that Sarajevo's geography made cultural fusion inevitable. The city sat at a literal border between empires, and when Austria-Hungary occupied Bosnia and Herzegovina in 1878, a new layer was pressed onto everything that came before. Austro-Hungarian rule introduced European architectural styles, administrative systems, and industrial ambitions. The city became the administrative seat of Bosnia and Herzegovina in 1850, during the declining Ottoman period, and the new rulers modernized aggressively. But here's what's fascinating, Michael. The Ottoman flavors didn't disappear, they merged. Burek, the flaky meat-filled pastry descended from Ottoman kitchens, sat alongside Viennese-style coffeehouses. The kafana, a traditional tavern that had long served as the beating heart of Sarajevo's intellectual and social life, absorbed both traditions. Writers argued politics over slow-roasted lamb, poets drank coffee that took 20 minutes to prepare. The kafana was not a bar, it was a parliament of ordinary people. Beer entered this story with precision. A brewery precursor was established in the Kovačici area in 1864. A larger brewery followed in the Bistrik area in 1881, positioned deliberately near a major spring. Water quality was everything. By 1893, the breweries in Bistrik, Kovačici and Lukovica were united into a single company. That consolidation mattered. It signaled that beer was no longer a novelty import. During the Austro-Hungarian period, beer became increasingly established as a beverage for social gatherings across Bosnia and Herzegovina. The brewery complex itself reflects the city's dual identity. Its architecture combines Oriental and classical European styles in a single building. The brewery was nationalized in 1923 and became known as Sarajevka Pivara after World War II. Today, domestic beers like Sarajevka Pivo, Banja Luka Nektar, Bihać Preminga, and Tuzla Pilsner carry that layered history in every glass. For example, Sarajevka Pivo is not just a brand, it's a document of the Austro-Hungarian industrial era meeting Bosnian water and Bosnian hands. The takeaway, Michael, is this. Sarajevo's identity as a cultural crossroads is not a tourist slogan. It is written into the food, the beer, and the social rituals of the city. Ottoman spice met Austro-Hungarian lager. The kafana met the brewery. And through a siege that lasted nearly 4 years, the brewery's spring kept people alive. Remember that image? Citizens queuing at a beer factory for water, because it captures everything about this place. Sarajevo's culinary and brewing evolution is not decoration around the history, it is the history. And we've only just ordered the first round.